Well, I have two feelings about that. One is that there are changes that are needed, but I also respect the process and the manner in which the structures that have been put in place. And it's not about destroying anything, it's about actually bringing integrity to it, further integrity to it, and just clarifying certain manners in which it's functioning that's ineffective and that doesn't feel rightly aligned. I would in no way, shape, or form want to see these devotees, who are his form to me, to see them be either disrespected or destroyed. That is in no way, shape, or form what my heart intention is. The love that I feel and the sympathetic compassion for what we have been through, plus also acknowledging the gratitude that we would hopefully exhibit in relationship to one another for staying in the process of the degree that we can, no matter where we are in space and time, that I would hope that that would be the context within which we would have this dialogue with one another, that we would be able to transcend the limitations of the pattern that we manifested around him, and be able to have a different dialogue that would acknowledge his accomplishing power in all of his work in relationship to all of his devotees, whether they're formal or informal. And that conversation has not been able to happen. And why that is disturbing to me is because it doesn't feel like him. And that's the bottom line thing that those who are having questions or asking for clarifications, or even, yes, challenging. You know, for example, it is a challenge to say, I don't really think that it is true that these levels of advancement should be acknowledged, that the hierarchical structure can be so impenetrable, and so that there can't be a real conversation anymore. That's not healthy. So that's a challenge. And to say, I don't think that these levels of practice are actually fully true, otherwise there would be different signs. But I'm not challenging for my own personal reasons. I'm not trying to usurp anybody or to take on a role of visibility and control. I have absolute clarity about the fact that that is not something I want to do. I know
there's
that's not.
there's a lot of confusion about your motivation, and also because of the intimacies that the community has gone through personally with their various reality considerations and things of that sort. There's a tendency for people to kind of pigeonhole people's character and identify them in their reality considerations. So there's a violation or a misuse of the intimacies that you all have shared, and then solidifying that and bringing out to discredit or to just say it's your particular personality characteristics, and therefore discounting what it is that you or anybody else is trying to communicate. They just give you one sweeping identification. Oh, that's her nature, or that's her Oedipal, or whatever. There's a way in which the community really disavows one's integrity. I wanted to ask just a little update, because my observation is that since that last year, October, November, December, January, and moving into this year, which is now almost ending, 2019, there was a large conversation, volatile questioning, going into different avenues of the teachings and everything like that. What I am seeing now is that it seems to have lost its momentum, although it's probably still in many people's private conversations. But I don't hear the voices speaking loudly anymore. I don't hear it in the email chains that had hundreds and hundreds of people on a daily basis energized. I do know that there's some small websites that have now formed discussion groups and different ways in which people have taken this into some other forum to have internal dialogue. But my understanding is that the leadership, if you will, has still held to the position that it doesn't need to respond in any formal way. And as I was speaking with somebody in another country today in Europe, they were just saying, oh, that's over with. We're back to business as usual. And
That would be a that has been a, I think, an undercurrent of a prayer on the part of most people, is that this is just too difficult and we don't want this kind of upset. We just want to be able, there's so few people to keep this going already, we just can't manage this kind of conversation. And it cuts too quick to the bone. And so let's just go back to what we're more comfortable with and what we've adapted to since this Maha Samadhi, with the small group of people that's left there that's willing to be part of a formal gathering. However, I think I've indicated to you, and as we all know ourselves, that many of the people who are even part of the formal gathering are clearly don't feel good about what's happening either. And yet, just because it gets to be too much, really, that I feel what's happening is that people were hoping and have been hopeful that this would all just die out. And then we wouldn't really have to confront the realities of what our Siddhabhu told to us about how we related to him wrongly. And the signs are all indicating that we're still doing exactly the same thing. And as a matter of fact, it's even worse, because he's not here himself to shout about it anymore. Right. That's the part that gets scary to me, is that we're not allowing a dialogue. His shout is not allowed anymore, and it's been replaced with fundamentally a bureaucratic, autocratic, authoritarian hierarchy. And right. I'm not exaggerating when I'm saying that, and I'm not being nasty. I'm just stating it as what it's actually functioning as. And a lot of people feel safe in that structure because they like to just be able to get the goods from the religion business as what it's offered, but the real process that he was about, that's not what we're having a conversation about. And it comes through a little bit here and there, but I'm experiencing, and many of us are all experiencing, the exact same thing that he experienced, which is that nobody's that interested. Well, even in the context of the treasures that he established, that nobody's really that interested in the profundity and the difficulty of the sadhana, the tapas that you have to endure to actually realize the gift that he has enabled and made possible for humanity. The seventh stage process is not something that people really want, because it doesn't have to do with ego self or satisfying experience or satisfying experiences.
Right.
That's really being said again. Leave us alone. We only want this modified version, this revision.
If I listened to his shout and his criticism, actually from 1986 when he left, hopefully he left the teaching demonstration and moved into the next phase of his revelation, that up until the last days of his life, he never stopped the shout. And so it seemed as if the horse changed colors, and now you're actually riding a different horse that has little resemblance to what his horse was.
What his shout was about.
In fact,
about.
Yeah. Yeah, and because maybe it's because of who's shouting gets lost, loses the message, as they said in the old Greek, don't kill the messenger. There seems to be anybody who has his shout or takes up his shout seems to be disqualified. And
I hadn't thought of that in that way in particular, but it is true. Like, I don't feel myself to be self-important in terms of this particular role I'm calling it almost, because it fell on me from him.
Right.
You know, just like anything else that was given, it was it required, like, an opening to accommodate that wasn't easeful. You know, he intrudes. His transmission is a pressure that requires adjustment, you know, literal opening to receive. And when it became clear that this, he needed to communicate, not just through me, he needed to be heard, that this is not okay, what's happening is not okay. And as you say, it's the messengers that are getting shot, as though it's not, the shout doesn't apply anymore. Like, a shout has already been dealt with. Don't you understand? We've already handled it. We've already done everything that we can. And but that doesn't really feel to be the case. And it's really obvious it's not the case.
What I'd like to do now for our listeners, because we've been talking for a while, is to kind of wind this down. But I would like to just summarize it by feeling and saying that there seems to be an exasperation because of the difficulties and in many ways the failure of the response to his shout. And since his shout is no longer heard and in many ways fostered or allowed, that exasperation has now turned into just form and just creating what you have created to build more of the treasures, to ensure the sanctity of the institution and the teaching word and the treasures that go along with all of that. But in terms of the growth or the tapas, it seems to have been put on the shelf where that knife or the fire is no longer felt. And so
certainly it felt differently than when he was physically embodied.
Right.
Because coming from an authority that is not fully trusted, and you know, that's meant to be replacing, apparently, his physical manifestation.
Not only not trusted, but not sanctified, not given the full blessings. This is an office holding position without the full, if you will, revelation, transmission, and practice.
No, that's right. And that was epitomized what happened right after his Mahasamadhi, is that position was, in some languages, it was stolen and ran with by one individual and then a couple other individuals who have put everything into lockdown, really.
Right.
And the attempt to secure things has actually not happened. It's actually had the reverse effect. You know, the mission is not really happening. The culture is not actively alive and real, a process that's statically being spoken of, you know, with continued amazing revelations and insights that are understood and signs of being felt and seen as a collective as a result of that. So, it's looking pretty sad in terms of the perpetuation of this work. And this is where a lot of devotees are taking up. It's not about really anybody. in particular, given all of our liabilities and the conjunctures of the patterns and all of that, it's more his work could possibly fail. It may not continue in perpetuity because of what is presently being characterized as Adi-Dham.
Well, that's the concern that I hear for the people who are speaking out above the status quo. And although it's not fully received, but that's the import of what I hear from people and their concerns. And it's not about a coup or a revolution. It's about the future and the viability of Adi-Dham.
Yeah, and his presence, you know, the certainty of his presence as the focus of the accomplishing power, because that's the way, only way it's going to happen with integrity, and that's the recognition response of him in one another, like visibly, tangibly, certain, tacitly aware that we are in this, in his disease of accomplishing power, and we're just the servants of allowing that to happen. That's not what Adi-Dham feels like presently. It's just hitting brick walls of different passageways, and it just is still egoic patterning. And, you know, just to bring it into a greater perspective, we've in our dialogue with one another always laugh about the fact that, of course, the egos are always looking to win, to be, you know, to be recognized, be in a power, you know, a position, a secure power position or whatever. And I know in the midst of this, even when I first began, that I joked around saying, I'll probably end up taking the fall for this. And what I meant by that was that I don't have a clue how this is going to unfold. I don't have a clue. None of us really do. And if we think we do, then we're deluded. So whatever is happening at the present time, no one's going to win. So it could end up being that the whole thing peters out and everybody just, you know, characterizes my participation or whatever I did. Not everybody, because I know not everybody feels this way, but it could be a broad sweep of just saying, glad that pain in the ass isn't here anymore, or that she's right. Still deciding not to be involved. But the funny thing about it is that, not so funny, but I don't care. You see, I'm not trying to be just a pain in the ass and, you know, hoping that people are going to just want me to go away. I know that because of his guidance and presence and feeling of being and motion in this conjunction with him, it's not about me. I mean, yeah, there's all sorts of things that I could, you know, say, oh, I did this mistake, or I recognize this, or I understand this about myself, and I see these liabilities. The force is so much greater beyond that, that it became abundantly clear that he is as he is, unable to be destroyed, because of that truth being the fundamental nature of reality. So if it turns out that this all peters out and it goes back to whatever, and then maybe some changes will be initiated, like if I bring things out into the light, well, is the leadership going to be able to continue to function exactly as it did previously, now that they know how much is in the eye of all devotees and the public, and it will continue to do so. It will continue to reverberate out. So if you know, thinking that you can cover your eyes and you're not going to be seen for what you're doing, that would demonstrate complete immaturity and illusion and dissociation from what this event has created. And it's not me who created it. It's his shout that is continuing to reverberate and say, uh-uh, not yet, not yet.
Right. Well, I think this is a good point where we could stop this first part of the topic we're discussing, and we can pick this up next week when we get together. So I want to thank you very much for your time and your input, and I want to thank the listeners for staying with us in this conversation.
Yeah, and thank you. it's a tough conversation.
Well, it's a conversation that I believe many people are wanting to have in the open, light, and transparent world that we live in this time, because it is not just the crisis of Adidamas, the crisis that he is really speaking to. So yes. I want to thank you very much, and thank the listeners. So
yeah, thank you.
Stay tuned, and we'll speak more next week.